official K-1 podcast, K-1 Battlecast. You'll get news, fight reviews, and fighter interviews. And now, your hosts, Michael Shaverov and Jonathan Shear.
Welcome back to K1 Battlecast. I am your host, Jonathan Shear. And last week, we covered the excitement of the World Grand Prix South American Qualifier Tournament that took place in Brasilia, and we broke down all that action that took place there. Hope you were able to check it out. But this week we're back with our regular programming, and we continue our look into the historic back-to-back victories in 2009-2010 of Giorgio Petrosian in our series, The Doctor Calls. So far, we've covered 3 out of 4 quarterfinals with the exception of the lone missing fight in this series. I don't know what happened to it, but it was between Polish fighter Michal Glogowski and Yoshihiro Sato, and I scoured every single obscure corner of the internet and couldn't find a thing except for a bunch of lame memes. So, you know, we're going to have to skip that fight, unfortunately. But if you have missed any of the other quarterfinals, I highly encourage you to check those out. I've worked very hard on them, so I hope you'll check them out. But this week, we're going to cover semifinal number one. We're just going to skip that. And I'll go ahead and follow up with all the details about Yoshihiro Sato's ascension to semifinal number two when we get to that one next week. So for now, let's cover semifinal number one between Iron Mike Zambitis and Giorgio Petrosian, and then we'll finish up with a little announcement. So let's dive into it. You may recall that Zambitis made his way to the semifinal after defeating the Japanese cosplay warrior Nagashima, and Petrosian took out former K1 champion Albert Krauss for the second year in a row. And while Mike Zambitis had beat the pigtails off his trickster opponent in the beginning of the third round, Petrosian had fought for the full 9 minutes. And actually, he was in quarterfinal number two, which gave him less time to rest. So of the two, I'm pretty sure that Petrosian had used a bit more energy. This fight starts out really slow. It's a slow dance with both fighters feeling out one another's range. While Petrosian gets a couple of kicks off early, there are only 3 techniques thrown in the first 30 seconds and only 7 in the first minute, all from Petrosian. Petrosian starts out with a couple of roundhouse kicks off the back leg, followed by a front kick, a couple of jabs, and a front leg roundhouse kick. Zambitis, on the other hand, he was trying to slowly close the distance with no success, but at 1:57 left in the first round, Zambitis finally makes his first move, throwing a couple of wild hooks and catching nothing but air as Petrosian easily steps back. Zambitis presses forward, and just as he tries to launch a roundhouse kick, Petrosian counters. He waits a beat as Zambitis pressures him, then launches a head kick, deflecting off Zambitis' guard and glancing off the dome of Zambitis' head. Almost the entire fight, Petrosian keeps his lead hand, his right hand, out in front because he's in southpaw, while Zambitis is an orthodox, and this hand out in front is a technique that Petrosian uses in all of his fights, and it really frustrates any attempt by Zambitis to close the gaps. And you can see that frustration on Zambitis' face, these micro-adjustments that he does with his guard to kind of shake it to reset himself mentally. He'll jump back at times, and he pulls that Henry Cavill kind of Mission Impossible cocking of his biceps just to return to the neutral position in his brain. He's getting frustrated, and it's clear. There's almost this arm wrestling match that's going on between the two as they try to achieve a superior position with their guard and the distance. And at this point, and actually throughout much of the match, it's really Petrosian who's winning the positional tug of war. He's constantly using his own distance to attack Zambitis' lead leg and also the hip on his rear leg. And there's a height difference, which is obvious. Petrosian's 178 centimeters while Zambitis is 167, so that is an 11 centimeter height difference. But it's just clear that not only that, their wingspan is completely different. And Zambitis is continually frustrated in his attempts to land hooks. They swing wildly, and also he just can't seem to connect with his punches, which is his main weapon. But it could have been worse. You know, it could have been that 100% of the time, Petrosian, who has been known to land shots at will, would have been able to attack Zambitis from every angle and every single position that they landed in. But Zambitis keeps a very tight guard, and because of that, he's able to deflect the majority of Petrosian's punches. But he keeps getting tagged by low kicks. And after a while, you can see that Zambitis is reacting in advance. His shoulders start to hunch in anticipation before the blow even lands. And his guard is up, and he's just cringing, and he knows it's going to hurt. And the two fighters make it out of the first round. The bell rings, they touch gloves, and they go to their respective corners. And I did a tally of all the techniques again. And at the end of the round one, only 4 out of a paltry 19 shots of Zambitis landed. And that's a 21% accuracy, which is way below what he usually lands. Petrosian, on the other hand, has landed 15 out of 34 shots for around 41% accuracy. Of course, the judges all send it Petrosian's way, and the score is 10-9 in his favor. You'll remember that they had the open scoring system back then. Petrosian has this leisurely walk back to his corner. He's just breathing lightly. He looks virtually untouched. And Zambitis, on the other hand, is breathing deeply. He doesn't look overly exerted, but he's wearing a bit of damage, and you can see some red welts around the right side in his rib cage and also his eye. The second round is kind of where the pace changes. And where the first round was a feeling out process for Petrosian and what seems like a somewhat frustrating attempt by Zambitis to close the distance, the two fighters really up the pace significantly. Again, Petrosian uses that lead hand to constantly pressure and pester Zambitis, but he also does something that's really interesting to me. He doesn't capitalize on this immediately, but you can kind of see how Petrosian is lulling his opponents into complacency. Not that I would accuse Zambitis of being complacent, but he uses this kind of hypnotic technique where he just kind of sticks out his lead hand to either place on his opponent's head, which somehow in this fight he didn't use that much. But in this fight, what he does is he lightly jabs with that lead hand, and it's obscuring Zambitis's view. And it also forces him to get used to having this hand in the way. And then he'll jab for real, and you don't get any sense of his pattern. He's like this human random number generator of punishment that just keeps pumping out all these different patterns of attack. And I would imagine for Zambitis, it was just very difficult to get a sense of the rhythm. So after feinting with the front hand 4 times, he then moves his front leg up to kind of get this reaction, and he ever so lightly just touches Zambitis on the face. He could have probably drilled him, but he didn't put any mustard on it yet. And then he drives hard with the front leg. So he's doing these different levels of speed and also power, and never letting the opponent have any sense of what's coming. Then the doctor, Giorgio Petrosian, does something else that's fascinating to me. I don't know that I've actually ever seen something similar to this. It's possible, but every time you watch a fight, it's kind of fresh, right? So Petrosian physically grabs both of Zambitis's hands, and then he pushes him to the side. He's manipulating his opponent's position, which, okay, you see people pushing each other from time to time, but I rarely see anyone physically grab their opponent and then like push them to the side. Push back maybe, but pushing to the side, I haven't really seen a lot. And then, so after Petrosian pushes Zambitis to the side, he throws an inside leg kick, which is checked, but he's got Zambitis off balance, and Zambitis just can't counter. After about 30 seconds into the second round, Petrosian is still feeling the situation out. He's starting to commit a little bit more to his attacks, and every 5 seconds or so, he's throwing low kicks, front kicks, jabs, or step-up knees. And finally, Zambitis finds the timing to counter with a hook to the body, but it only hits air. Petrosian throws a left cross. Again, Zambitis throws off the left, this time aiming for the head, and he lands, finally. The fight falls into a few seconds of measuring distance, and so adept is Petrosian at stymieing Zambitis that after 1 full minute, Zambitis has only thrown 3 punches in the second round, with only one of them landing. Now, Petrosian has so far been able to completely control the timing and distance of the attack, and he has robbed Zambitas of any initiative. He's like stiff-arming him almost and pushing him to the side, and he continually throws him off balance both physically and mentally. But you gotta give it to Zambitas. He doggedly persists, and he shells up on his guard, and when Petrosian tries to push him off balance, Zambitas finally pushes back, and he gets the Armenian into the corner, and he tags Petrosian with a left hook. At times, Petrosian seemed to be able to dance away to the side and get out of the way, but somehow Zambitas in this instant was able to get him into the corner, found the right distance, and tags him. Petrosian then slips off the ropes, and he's circling to the left into the direction of Zambitas' power hand, but instead of using his right cross, Zambitas tags Petrosian with the left again and knocks him to the mat. Or does he? While Zambitas triumphantly raises his glove into the air, Petrosian gives him a nice try smile that doesn't quite reach the eyes, and the ref agrees with him. It is sure to score as a shot because the shot landed squarely, but the down was ruled as a slip. For the remainder of the second minute and into the third minute of the round, this seems to light a fire under Zambitas. I think he actually got kind of pissed off at this. And while Petrosian's style doesn't really allow him to go for an all-out blitz, the Greek fighter does take things up a notch, and he starts aiming for the body and head, desperately trying to connect with his hooks. This new dynamic is a bit of a game of cat and mouse, and Zambitas is putting on a lot of pressure with sudden lead hooks that flare off the front foot, and Petrosian generally just leans back to get out of reach. But Zambitas slowly begins to find the right timing, so that even though he's at a major disadvantage for reach, he's able to more effectively close that gap and connect to the body, connect to the head. Petrosian, for his part, is teeping. He's using step-up knees, throwing 1-2 punches, constantly putting out his lead hand to rest on Zambitas' guard and obscure his vision. And at the end of the second round, Zambitas is covered in sweat as he heads back to his corner. Petrosian, on the other hand, well, he's been given a slight refreshing pour of water over his head. But aside from that, his heart rate must not be above 60 beats a minute. And Zambitas sits, breathing a bit heavily through his mouth, arms resting on his knees. Petrosian just has an air of relaxedness about him. The judges' scores announced, and it's one judge with a 10-9 in favor of Petrosian and two judges who give it a tie. So at present, the score is 20-19 from two of the judges and 20-18 by one of the judges. The first time I looked at this fight, actually, maybe it was the second time, because the first time I was actually there in person, but the first time I revisited the fight, I really felt that Mike Zambitas got the second round. I just felt he was way more aggressive, and Petrosian's kind of constant dancing back didn't seem to be as impressive in comparison to what Zambitas was trying to accomplish. But you got to remember that aggression is only one part of this equation. And it's really dependent on the number of shots that land and how hard they land. And as I've done the calculation of the number of shots thrown versus landed, Zambitas outperforms Petrosian as far as accuracy is concerned. He landed 14 out of 33 shots for a 42% accuracy, but Petrosian actually lands two more techniques. And so he got 16 shots out of 50. So by his standards, not very high accuracy-wise, only 32%, but he still landed two more shots in the round. So by that calculation, you kind of have to give it to Petrosian still. So I think that the judging was sound, even though the first time I watched it again, I thought that Zambitas outperformed Petrosian. But on further consideration, it turns out that actually Petrosian took it. So, but you know, the judges also were fairly unconvinced as well, and two of them gave it a tie. So it seems like the standard of judgment is fairly consistent with the data that I have been able to look at here. Now we go into the third round, and Petrosian is following the same pattern. He controls the distance with his front hand. He slips to the side when Zambitas resists. He uses kicks and step-up knees to interrupt, But this time when he tries to tie Zambitas up to kind of push him out of the way, Zambitas unloads with a six-punch combo, only two of which hit. There's an exchange at 2 minutes 34 in the third round, which I doubt that Zambitas could have pulled off more than a few times, since as Yoshihiro Sato famously remarked, something that you can pull off on Petrosian once, he won't let you get away with again. But Petrosian counters a punch with a roundhouse kick that lands on the forearms of Zambitas, and the nasty little Oompa Loompa pushes back, throwing Petrosian off balance with the force of his resistance, and then immediately follows up with a low kick that cracks into Petrosian's thigh. Not one to let this go unanswered, Petrosian throws a heavy roundhouse kick to Zambitas' midsection and completely doubles him over. Zambitas, tough little nut to crack, is able to keep going, but there were so many times throughout this fight where you could see the amount of damage that Petrosian's kicks were doing to Zambitas. And another interesting thing about this fight to me was that at many times during the fight, Petrosian has been skirting the ropes. He's been trying to move around the outside. And when Zambitas tries to punch him, his hands got tied up in the ropes. So there's the danger that Petrosian could get cornered. You know, it happened once in the first round, but because of Petrosian's agility, he has thus far only been caught by Zambitas a couple of times, and it hasn't been much an issue for Petrosian, but he uses the ropes so effectively, and I've seen this many times, how fighters who kind of skirt around the edges are able to avoid some damage because they can get their opponents to get tangled in the ropes, and that was an interesting little tidbit from this fight. And it's an interesting tactic to see the ropes as a kind of third-party defense system. Now, Zambitas continues his assault, swinging wildly, but Petrosian's head is on a swivel that just seems to magically float out of the way. Zambitas throws another Superman punch, missing the mark completely. Petrosian counters and then does something wild. He puts his hands right on Zambitas' face and unloads with a step-up knee. He shows no respect whatsoever. And for a full 15 seconds, Petrosian finds the perfect moment to interrupt Zambitas, countering with roundhouse kicks off the back leg, step-up knees that have been so effective this whole fight, as well as placing both hands on the Greek's head to push him to the side. Totally disrespectful. Well, I mean, in only the way that the doctor can accomplish. Zambitas fights back, temporarily pushing Petrosian off balance, and in a moment that has me questioning his sanity, I don't know, he pumps his fist to the crowd instead of pressing his advantage. And I guess he had this need to have a psychological victory in that moment because he was just so frustrated or flustered by the amount of manhandling that Petrosian was doing. I mean, Petrosian was pushing him all over the place and constantly putting his hand in the Greek's face. And I just feel that Zambitas had to show just a little bit of dominance to push back against all the unfair treatment that he felt he had received at Petrosian's hands. But Petrosian raises his hands as if to say, come on. And the two square off in the center ring, and it's been a rare 10 seconds of silence from Petrosian. He kicks off the lead leg, hammering at an already reddened thigh, and dances back. Zambitas comes up with his hard hooks, and Petrosian finally shells up in a rare instance. Usually he's dancing back, but this time he shells up. And there's only a minute and 30 left in the entire fight, and Zambitas has to put something together. So he tries for another haymaker, but it whiffs harmlessly. You've got to love Petrosian because he finds all these moments, they're these counter beats, and establishes this hit and response rhythm. But then he'll change up the rhythm of it. He attacks on this like counter beat. I don't know exactly how to explain it because I'm not really sure of the concept in my own mind. But it's like he finds just these moments of break in the beat to launch a counter. And I also think that it helps that he's had his hand on Zambitas' head the whole time because he senses like this giant insect antenna. He can sense any movement in Zambitas. And if he comes in, Petrosian moves back. And there's this one attempt of Zambitas to do either another Superman punch or he's trying to jump in and do some kind of kick. But at the same moment that Zambitas jumps in, Petrosian jumps back, and the Greek fighter has to abandon his technique mid-technique. But after he lands, it's open season because Petrosian has completely synchronized with this, and immediately he falls with a jumping knee into a clinch. Well, in the clinch, Zambidis uses the opportunity to dig into the body with his hooks, and there's this dynamic that keeps playing out when Zambidis can feel it coming. He knows that this kick is going to get him, and you can see his body language just screaming, if that's possible. And he lowers his head, and his shoulders hunch up, and he just leans to the side, just anticipating the damage. He knows that it's only a matter of time before the blow lands. And again, Petrosian punishes that back hip with a roundhouse kick. And it's on the offbeat of the exchange, and there's a series about three or four punches that Petrosian matches the exact timing of his counters with Zambidis. Zambidis is going to hit, boom, same timing. He's going to hit again, boom, same timing. So in this instance, Petrosian isn't guarding. He's not dancing back. He's not shifting to the side. He's actually countering at the exact same moment that Zambidis's strike is going to land, which I thought was fascinating. But it's costly, because rather than dodge or stick, he's going to get hit by Zambidis, and Zambidis is tough. With only 1 minute and 10 seconds left, can Zambidis even the score? Can he force an error and get a knockdown? Or is it going to be the doctor that's going to be seeing his next patient in the finals? Well, the diminutive Greek continues to press, and in one inspired moment, he lands a left hook to the body, followed by another Superman punch, which goes wide. He didn't seem to have a lot of luck with them tonight. Petrosian keeps pushing Zambidis back with the front kicks, countering with knees when the Greek comes in. But there's this one beautiful moment that Zambidis finally gets the moment of his counter just right. And when Petrosian attempts a knee counter, Zambidis counters over the counter with an overhand left. And if only he could have pulled this off more and earlier in the fight, he might have had a better chance. But Zambidis is on the attack, and Petrosian has to finally resort to clinching. He's cautioned by the ref, and the fight resumes, but now there's only 34 seconds left. Now it's 30, and the time is just ticking off the clock, and Zambidis just can't seem, no matter how hard he tries, to get any kind of gloves on Petrosian. And constantly throughout this fight, whenever he resets, you can just see it in his body language when he's frustrated. He's pushed back or his guard comes up, and then his shoulders just kind of set, and he minutely telegraphs that he's determined to come right back. And that's when Petrosian responds with a step-up knee. It happened throughout the fight. Happens here again. There's 18 seconds left, and Zambidis is furiously trying to put everything he's got into this Hail Mary right hook, and Petrosian, head ducked low, pushes him back with all his might, sending the hook over his head and Zambidis flying back to center ring. At this point in the match, there's really nothing that Zambidis can do to even the score. No matter how hard he tries, he doesn't seem to be able to land anything on the wily Armenian. And basically, the doctor dances out of the way till the end of the round, and we go to decision in this round. Out of 48 shots, 14 landed for Zambidis, so that's a 29% accuracy. And on the other side of the court, we have 17 out of 45 shots for Petrosian, or 37.8% accuracy. Now, overall, the number of shots landed versus thrown for the two fighters are 32 out of 100 for Zambidis, or 32% accuracy. And let's see here, Petrosian had 48 out of 129 shots, which was an overall accuracy score of 37%. The scores are in, and Petrosian goes on to win the fight by unanimous decision, while Zambidis, ever the gentleman in victory and defeat, graciously congratulates the winner. Among the many great qualities that Iron Mike Zambidis brought into the ring, one thing that I really enjoyed about watching him was that he's a gentleman inside and outside the ring. And again, the fight had so many interesting moments. And though a lot of Petrosian's fights have been going to decision, and in his history, I think he's had way more decisions than knockouts for sure. And it's just so cool to see how he's able to so deftly avoid damage while countering and all of his slight maneuvering and his minute changes in distance and his ability to read his opponent completely fascinate me. And so with this, Giorgio Petrosian goes on to face the winner of Gago Drago versus Yoshihiro Sato in semifinal number 2, which is what we're going to go over next week. All right, well, that does it for today's show. We hope you enjoyed it, and please tune in next week. We'll upload our next part of the series, The Doctor Calls, this time covering semifinal number 2 between Gago Drago and Yoshihiro Sato. You can check us out online. We have Facebook, Twitter, TikTok even, Instagram, all those things. And if the fancy strikes you, please send us an email. We'd love to hear from you. All right, everyone, we will see you next week. Bye-bye.